Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And was it a terrific Tuesday?
It was a very interesting Tuesday.
Ah, well, good. Interesting is always good.
Yes.
What made it so?
Well, it was just such a unique puzzle for any day of the week, really, but for Tuesday, I guess. You know, it wasn't terribly hard, but it was challenging in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
It was skinny. You know, it was not quite square, so
you
that was
are,
different.
You and, are right.
And it was symmetrical, but in such a unique way. And the clues were just, I thought, very crisp and kind of unique. And the theme was certainly unique, too. So I just thought it was a very, just a nice surprise for a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And I'd make a punny joke about how the theme relates to the day, but I don't want to sort of spoil it for you. So why don't you talk about the theme, and then I'll spoil it.
Okay. Well, there were six themed clues. They were... they started with an asterisk, so you could easily identify them. And they had absolutely nothing in common on face value, but if you looked a little closer and got the revealer right, you would figure out how they all fit together. Two of them actually went the length of the puzzle.
Yes.
Which is very unusual for a Tuesday. You usually don't have an answer that's that long.
Right.
But... The first one was kind of goofy. It was 16 across, and that was a quote, "Yuck, I dated him before. Swipe left." And the answer to that was, "Oh, no, ooh, he is my ex." And then another one was 23 across, and that was, with 42 across, "Well, do I decide or not?" And the answer to that actually went pretty much the length of the puzzle if you put those two clues together. The answer to that was, "So is it up to me?" And then another one was 37 across, which was "Morning, Mother," in quotes. And that was, "Hi, Ma, I'm up." And then finally, 42 across was... that was the "up to me." That was the second part of the one we just did before that, before the "ma" one. And then finally, the last one was 52 across. That went the whole length of the puzzle. And it was another quote, "Can this be a gift from all of us?" And the answer to that was, "Okay, if we go in on it." Okay, if we go in on it. And so... like I said, they don't really seem to fit together, except when you get to the revealer, which was the very last down clue. And if you do all your crosses first and down second, it is the last clue in the puzzle for you. But it was "number of letters in every word of the answers to the starred clues." And the answer to that was 2. All of those themed answers were multiple words, and they were all just 2 letters.
Yes.
"Oh, no, ooh, he is my ex. So is it up to me?" I missed "do as we do." That was another one, 32 across. "Follow our lead, do as we do."
Right.
And then, "Hi, Ma, I'm up." And "okay, if we go in on it." All 2-letter words.
Yes.
Very unique.
Right. And it took me a while, or it took me a moment after I read the revealer to sort of parse what they were getting at.
Yes. Uh-huh. Me too.
So,
because I wanted to put 10 in there. I thought they were talking about how many different kinds of letters.
Yes. That is interesting. I thought the same thing.
Uh-huh. But it's "number of letters in every word of the answers to the start clues."
I'm going to assume that "u," spelled E-W, really is a word.
Ew.
Because you may recall the mild kerfuffle that popped up a few days ago when we had B or N.
Right.
And the question is, are B and N words?
Yes.
I think I think U being two letters probably has a better chance of being a word. Yes.
It's certainly, I mean, it's sort of like oops or huh.
Right.
Or, you know, just sort of that cryptic slangy langy language. So, yes.
And I would imagine after B or N, they're sort of very diligent when it comes to this. So
I would hope so. But I did read that this was a debut for this crossword author. Her name is Judy Bowers.
Bravo, Judy.
Yes, I hope she does more because I really enjoyed this one.
Mm-hmm. So now I get to my bad pun. 54 down, the answer was there too. So I thought it appropriate that they put the two puzzle on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was it. Not really worth... Anyway, never mind. We'll cut that out in the mix.
It's okay.
Or cut that out of the mix, or we'll do something with it.
I think isn't I was thinking that we're coming up to sort of a palindromic date, or maybe we've already passed it, where it's going to be like 04242024. That's tomorrow, I think, right? 04242024.
Well, but that isn't palindromic.
It's not palindromic, but it's all made up of twos and fours.
Well, actually, hang on. If you leave off the 04 and if you just write that four, you'll have 424. Oh yeah, but actually it would have been the 20th.
The
20th would have been palindromic.
4202024.
It's very hard to do when the New York Times writes out the word April as opposed to writing a four, which would look a little strange, I do admit.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, back to the puzzle.
Yes.
Some interesting clues, I thought, and some interesting answers that you know, typically don't see in a Tuesday puzzle. So, like five across, no longer working, kaput.
Yes. That's a great word.
That is a great word.
Mm-hmm. So. It's like it's not working, but it's not laying blame.
Right.
You know, it's just sort of like it's kaput.
Just kaput.
Just the way it goes. That's life.
Right.
Or
right.
In this case, well, anyways. Let's see. 14 across was standing at 6-5, say. And I read that and thought, oh, it's 6'5".
Right.
And turned out it was up one,
right.
So 6-5. It is a dash, so.
Right.
We had $5 bill slangily, 15 across was an Abe.
That's right.
Didn't we just have another slang? Was it Finn?
Hundo.
We had Hundo, and didn't we have a Finn?
Yeah, well, the 55 across, $5 bill slangily was Finn.
Oh, we had it today.
Yeah.
Okay, you
twice.
Didn't have to go, didn't
Same.
Have to look.
Same clue twice. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in virtually the same position, sort of, you know, top left, or sorry, top right, and then bottom left.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I liked eight down. Eight down being beginning to form, ? And the answer was uni, as
right.
in uniform.
Huh? Yes.
Uh-huh. It's like I was trying to work nascent into there, but that didn't work too well.
Mm-hmm.
26 down, Spanish for room. I thought casa.
No, that's house.
I know that now, and it is sala.
Sala.
Which makes sense because in French it's salle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that sort of followed.
I like 10 down. Announces the big reveal in a magic act. Says presto.
Yes. That's pretty good. 46 down. Finally, a food product I recognize. Protein categorized on a scale from silken to super firm. I presume super firm is rock, but that was tofu.
That's correct, yes.
And another interesting one, 48 down, ending with screen in a modern portmanteau. And that was...
Ager.
It was screenager.
Yes. I don't know what a screenager is, do you?
It's someone who's like addicted to their phone.
Oh, really?
Now, let's see. Ending with screen. So, you know, I read that and think that the last word has to be screen, but it's an ending with screen. It doesn't say that screen has to come last, and indeed it does not.
It's like an ending you'd put with screen to form a modern portrait.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. It just sort of depends how you parse that.
Screen ager. What a great, great clue or a great answer there.
Well, you know, sometimes when I'm at work and, you know, I'll be walking down the halls and every single student is hunched over, looking at their phone, not talking to anyone. Mm-hmm. And I just imagine someone from, I don't know, the 1950s, when I think the building I'm in was still around. and they'd be like, what's happened to these people? They're like, they're being sucked into this device or something like that. Why is nobody talking? What has happened to society here? And they just turned into screen agers.
Yep. Green agers. Mm. I like that term.
So, yes, good crossword by Judy Bowers.
Very good.
Yep.
Keep them up, Judy.
Yes, indeed. And it is Tuesday, which means it's time for Triplet Tuesday.
Do, 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 do.
And listeners, Triplet Tuesday is that segment where one of us reads three clues in decreasing order of difficulty. The answer to all three clues is one three-letter answer. The object is to guess that answer in as few clues as possible. We do it three times, hence the name Triplet Tuesday. We invite you to play along in any way that makes sense for you, possibly hitting the pause after one of us reads the clue, and the person reading the clue today will be you.
That is correct.
All right.
Okay.
So I guess I'm ready, sort of, maybe, kinda.
Here we go.
Ready.
The first one is blank life, and then in parentheses, nomadism popular on social media.
Whoa, you've got to do that one all over again. Say that.
Okay, it's blank life.
Blank life.
Okay, nomadism popular on social media.
Nomadism?
Mm-hmm.
As in N-O-M-A-D-I-S-M.
That's correct.
Popular in social media. Blank life. Well, I want to say IRL.
No, that is correct.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Mover, but not a shaker.
Van.
That's correct.
So why was van life? Oh, I see. Nomadism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
People who just travel around in their vans.
All right.
Uh-huh. The third one was a vehicle for moving day.
All right. That's pretty straightforward.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Great.
Got it in two.
Yep. Listeners, we hope you did even better than me.
All right. Here's your next clue. Mess around with.
Toy.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, you got it in one.
Wow.
The next one was word with store or story.
Oh, that was harder.
Yeah, those are always harder for me. So, okay, well. And the last one was output of Santa's workshop.
Ah, okay.
So, very good.
Whew.
All right. Here we go again.
All right.
Your last set.
I'm braced.
Okay, you've had a one and a two.
And a one, two, three, four. That means this next one's going to take me four.
Okay, here's your first clue. Verily.
Yay.
Yay. You are right. That's right.
And it's a good thing I didn't have to spell it.
The next one was nay's opposite. I thought you would say I.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Even after this, I was thinking that.
Mm-hmm. And the last one was about blank high.
About blank high, about yay high. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think you gave me the easiest one first.
Oh, really? Not for me. But anyway, very good.
Thank you.
Very
thank good. You.
Stellar performance there.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Mm-hmm.
Although I guess we better not maybe have the podcast go quite that long. So we're going to wrap it up now. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you did well on Triplet Tuesday.
Yes.
Let us know. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.